Jesus is going to return at the end of the tribulation. Matthew 24 tells us it's at the end of the tribulation. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us it's at the end of the tribulation. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. But if you're not in Christ and have come out of the world, folks, if you're living like the culture, you have no hope of eternal life. The fruit. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. What is the fruit of your life, neighbor? Are you seeking the kingdom of God today? I just asked a crowd of people, did you wake up to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? If not, you probably woke up to put on pride, vanity, worldliness, harlotry, feminization, and worldliness. How is that loving God? That's not loving God. That's loving a false God that does not exist. We're going to cross, brother. Let's go. That God does not exist. The God of the scripture says, I am God. There is none with me. He is alone. The one true God in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's who we're lifting up. That's who we're proclaiming today. That's who we're calling people to repentance to. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I just did a teaching on the Ancient of Days. What does that mean? The Ancient of Days. God was before time. God existed outside of time. And your life is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. What will save you on Judgment Day? How will you find eternal life outside of the truth of Jesus Christ? The churches are lying to you. The culture is lying to you. Modern pastors and priests are lying to you. The media is lying to you. But where is truth found? Truth is found in Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Have you come to eternal life because of what Jesus did? Not a Sunday church service, not your flesh being of the world. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and His word and truth? He's a loving, graceful, merciful God, but you don't get the mercy and grace of God unless you repent and turn from your sin. Repentance is not just feeling bad about your sin. Repentance is turning from the world. Sir, you're giving me a thumbs up. Do you know the gospel?
Yes, sir. Oh,
yeah. What would you share it with me? How do you find eternal life?
Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior.
So Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. I would agree. But how? Let me ask you a question. Are these your
grandsons?
Grandson. So you look like nice young men. So if he was bleeding real bad, and you had one of these things called a stop bleed in your hand, what do you have to do in order to save him?
From bleeding?
Yeah, he's bleeding.
I don't know what a stop bleed is, but I guess...
A bandage, a big bandage. Oh, so here's the point. Do you have to apply it?
Yes, you apply the gospel.
So we know Jesus came into the world and lived perfect life and died, defeated death for us, shed his blood for sin. But how do you apply that to your life? Do you just automatically, by believing, get it? That's what the churches tell you. They say just believe in Jesus and raise your hand.
Satan believes in the demons.
Very good.
Believe
Satan believes. James says Satan believes. So by faith, we have to come. Jesus' first ministry words were, and I want to give you a gospel card, were repent. Do you understand what repentance is? And I'm going to explain this to you because you folks are probably here to entertain yourself in the Dells, but I would warn you, there's nothing more important than the eternal truth of God. We get people all the time to give us a thumbs up, crosses, Jesus on their hat. I got guys going like this. But they're living in and of the world, and that's not going to save them on Judgment Day. So by faith in Christ, the only way, you have to repent. Do you know what repentance is?
Turning from your sin.
Going
the other way.
Okay, so it's a change of your mind and turn from your sin. So would you say, according to what the Word of God says, living like the world is sinful?
Yes.
This is the world. This is what you're training your grandchildren in, the world. This is all about, this might not be as bad as Vegas. I've been there too, but it's pretty bad. And the water parks and all the frivolity. So by faith and repentance, then the Bible says, you must be born from above, right? John 3. So let me ask you a question. When I was a pagan, before I was born of God, I loved this. I loved drinking. I loved carousing. I loved all kinds of stuff. I won't even talk about it in front of small children. Sin. I loved sin. Sin is the transgression of God's law. But guess what happened when I was born again? You think I still want to do sin?
Yeah.
Well, my flesh does, but guess what? There's a spirit man now. And guess what the spirit man does? He rises up and he overtakes the flesh man. Galatians 5 talks about that. Crucify the flesh man. And if you're truly following Jesus and you really say, I think most Americans in the church system to say they're born again are false converts. They've been born again by a false Jesus that does not, they truly have not obeyed. And Acts 5:32, ready? Nobody teaches this. Acts 5:32 says, God gives the Holy Spirit. You think it says he gives the Holy Spirit to anybody who just believes? Or does it say he gives it to those who obey him? Which one do you think it says?
Okay.
Those who are born again.
It says those who obey him. So most people that are claiming to be born again that we minister in the streets all over America, most of them being born again don't have the fruit of being born again. Jesus said you know a tree by its fruit. If you're worldly, if you're carnal,
like
if you keep
5:22 and 23.
Yeah, if you keep false man-made traditions, do you attend a church system?
Oh yeah.
Can I ask the name of it?
Sure. What? Spring Lake in Green Bay.
Spring Lake, is it like a non-denominational? Okay. So the non-denominational churches, do they keep things like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday?
Yeah.
These are man-made traditions that God never ordained, handed down from the Roman Catholics through the evangelicals into the non-denoms. And Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions, you worship me in vain. And so he said you must worship in spirit and truth. Those church systems are about filling up buildings, making you guys all pretty happy, all kinds of fun and youth programs, all this stuff. They're not about calling you out of the world in holiness.
They actually do both.
And I'm going through, but they don't. I can see the fruit of it. I can see the fruit of it right here. By faith, repentance, you must be born again. The fruit you're born again is holiness and obedience, scouring the scriptures, plucking out every false way, keeping the commandments of God.
Wait.
And then the last part of the gospel, you must endure. It's on that gospel card.
On the corner, doing what you're doing in order to be true believers?
He's not saying that.
Yeah. Right. And I'd like to reason with you. I don't want to teach your wife. Is that okay? No disrespect.
Yeah, you don't need
the thing is, we're
got to go entertain yourself.
Yes.
On my website, I have lots of articles that expose the false church system.
Wonderful.
And can I just say something to you in love? What's your first name?
Nick.
I'm two posts. This is my brother and my sister.
Good. I wrote a book you might like, too. It's called Evolution, a Fairy Tale for All Ages.
Okay.
177 topics, creationism, science versus evolution.
Yeah.
And then it goes into why we should believe the Bible, why we should believe Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Awesome.
It's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And just go to, it's called wrongcharlie.com.
Yeah. Well, but you got my email on there.
Yeah, I'll
email me a link and I'll hear from you. But here's what I want
to
say to you. Please don't be like Adam.
Yeah.
What happened to Adam in the garden?
He
hearkened to his wife. In love. I love your family. I love your wife. But your wife is speaking, and I can tell she's not as interested. You're still standing here. Maybe it's just whatever. But don't be an Adam. Don't hearken to your wife. The scriptures tell you that you must lead your house into holiness. And I can promise you that church system is not in a holiness. We just proved it. I mean, you're here. You're keeping pagan holidays. Feminization. You know, the Bible teaches women are to cover their heads.
Do you go to church here?
No. We travel the country. We would be what you would consider a home fellowship. We don't need a building and all that, but we travel and we know saints online all over, so I'm a full-time traveling evangelist. But you're going to lose your soul, because Jesus said in Matthew 7, many say, Lord, Lord, we wrote books about evolution. We did miracles and signs in your name. And what does he say? Away from me, I never knew you. And he tells us why. He tells us why. Why did he say, away from me, I never knew you?
Tell me why.
You workers of iniquity, you kept sin. If you're really of God, you'll repent, come out of that church system, come out of the world. My website for free is there to help you. We don't sell anything. Email me. I'd love to help you. Don't be an Adam. Don't hearken to your wife. Obey the word of God, sir. So there's a good example of a man, and a family walks by. It was a woman, and they had their three grandchildren. And the woman kept trying to answer as I'm talking to him. And he was relatively interested in just talking. And She eventually got mad and walked away, and he stood there, and I was able to warn him, as you heard, don't be an Adam. And this is what we see all the time, feminism leading the way. Oh, honey, we can't leave that church. The kids love it here. Oh, honey, all my friends are here, and I love it here. And where are we going to go, honey, if we leave this worldly church? They wouldn't say worldly. I say it's worldly. And so that's just a good example of how the first feminism started in the garden with Eve. And then Adam was deceived, and so was Eve. Well, Eve was deceived, and then Adam followed along. But we see it in the modern church systems everywhere. And so be on guard for that. And as you witness and as you give truth out there in the world, don't let feminism in. Don't let worldliness in. The man is telling me about his book he wrote on evolution, but he didn't want to take the time, more time, to stand and talk about Christ and the gospel. He's got to go because he's here and his wife's leading him around to do entertainment probably. So just be on guard for that. Satan uses feminism, the church system, and all of that. You must repent and come out and seek the kingdom of God.